Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Shakai. I'm back with another bathroom break for y'all. You know, one half of the podcast, two black guys at work with my boy Q. But you know, I like these little bathroom segments, so I had to come back out you with another one. All right, this one I gotta hit you with. We got a couple of things I want to express my feelings about. Of course, you know, I wanted to wait. LeBron lost in the finals. You can't even say the Cavs. You gotta say LeBron. Because it was the Cleveland LeBrons. Like, the dude got no help at all. And now I see why he gonna make another super team. For some reason, I believe dude's gonna end up in L.A. Well, matter of fact, I have a reason why. Because Gary Payton spilled the beans. His son goes to his private school, and on the basketball team is Kenyon Martin's son, and it's another basketball player's son is on the team. And guess who enrolled for the upcoming year? LeBron's oldest son. So that right there lets you know he's enrolled in the school. LeBron has been building a $25 million mansion out there in L.A. What's next? You get a lot of help out there. Paul George already said he wants to go to L.A. He wants to play at home. What's going to happen? Is LeBron going to go there? He can't possibly stay in Cleveland. They're not going to be able to do anything. He's not going to be able to do anything. Nobody else wants to go there. He needs a new place. He needs to start. New start over. Fuck what the haters say. Go get your bread, get big, move to LA. He got the movies and stuff. He got the two shows on Showtime. Got the documentary about college players playing ball and, well, I mean, college athletes, not necessarily ball players, just college athletes in general getting paid. Got that documentary coming out. I think it's on Stars or maybe HBO, but that's coming out. You know, he got his hands in the movie world, so. L.A. is a great place for King James, you know what I'm saying? It's looking like he could go to New York, but the kid thing, you know, Gary Payton, the glove, he's supposed to be able to lock people down. He can't lock his mouth down, let the secret out. Like, come on, my guy. Like, put the glove on your mouth next time you want to spill the beans on stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Hold yourself. It's like, just like an Oakland dude, man. Just like an Oakland dude. Can't keep a secret. Man. It's terrible. But, yeah. That, we can see LeBron going to L.A. Going to New York. Now, you know, New York, and that's one of those upper-level echelon places with the media and all that. It's not a small market, it's a large market. LA is a large market. Maybe you go back to Miami, that's a large market. Still got that crib out there too. But LA looking like the place to be for him. Now your boy KD got his second championship in a row, second finals MVP, which means that he didn't just hop on that team and ride their coattails to the championship. I mean, he put in work while he was there, so he deserved those two drones. You get off his back now by going to a team, and you see what happened to Russell. Nothing going down, so I feel where KD coming from. It's like, you my boy and all, but I want to win. I don't feel like I can win with you. You don't like to pass the ball, my guy. These dudes over here, they share the ball. And when I get hot, they don't want to stop my high screen and just start shooting the ball themselves. No, they don't do that. When somebody get hot, you give the ball to them. They do that. That's what KD was telling Russell. And that's why Russell's so mad, you know. But anyway, KD said he's staying in Golden State. He already said he re-signing. Draymond's not. He's opting out. Then he can get the max contract. Or can he get the super max? Hold up. I think Draymond can get the Supermax. No. He can get the max contract if he's an all pro, a defensive player of the year, MVP, wins a championship. He can get the max contract, I believe. Max contract. Another alert. Or was it the Supermax contract? I think it was the Supermax. But, yeah. So he's opting now, so he can get that. And Kawhi. Now he finally. Oh my goodness, these dudes right here is killing me. Killing my flow. But yeah, this dude Kawhi. You know, they found out that he could get the Supermax and dude is like, I think I need to stay here in San Antonio. I think my family loves it here. Supermax, I think I'm going to stay here. I love you, Coach Pop, now. Him and Pop having meetings, trying to get the relationship back intact. But, you know, they don't want to give him up. They're not questioning any trade offers or nothing. Accepting them or nothing, so... And then Kawhi and his uncle, oh, Supermax, we need to stay here, buddy. Stay here. And now they're saying Kawhi is almost at 100%. He'll be ready for next season. Supermax, that Supermax will get your ass healthy, boy. Real fit in the ass. Real fit in the ass, man. Crazy. Supermax, he healthy now. He gonna be 100% for next season. That was terrible. He's still my dude though. But it was crazy. And I don't understand how LeBron East got swept four games. Like, damn. But I did say he didn't get no help, but damn. You couldn't know what it was? That first game was supposed to be the one game that he won. And J.R. fucked that up. Off of that Henny. You know, that he is off. That was a Henny game. You know, he did it off that Henny. And then he broke his hand. I'm making no excuse for him. I'm not even a LeBron fan. I'm just saying. He broke his hand. But still, you still put up 37. You averaged 37 in the whole joints after the broken hand. So, that last game, you just gave up. Like, fuck it. I ain't even know how I'm done. Let me end this shit now. Not drag it out to 7 and still lose and be hurt. I'm done. That's a LeBron day. He said, fuck it. I take this sweep and I'm going to be back next year. But the only thing is, you might not be in the championship if you go to the West. Because you know the East is easy. That's how you've been making it 9 straight years to the finals. Because the East is super easy. Super easy. Super easy. Crazy. But it's not like it used to be when Jordan reigned over the East. But that's a whole nother story. Let me see. You got your boy, Greg Hardy. Remember him? He used to play for the Panthers. He used to call him the Kraken. Then he went to the Cowboys. And now he had that domestic violence joint where he threw Shorty on a bed full of guns. I've never heard of that at all. Like, you got a bed full of automatic weapons and shotguns and shit. You throw Shorty on the bed with the guns. I don't know what kind of intimidation tactic he was trying to do, but it worked. That's all I can say. Like, if I go in a room and there's bed guns on the bed, I'm already going to be shaky. Like, oh, what's going on here, buddy? And then a bunch of dudes come in and throw me on top of the guns. I'm like, okay. What the hell is going on here? I would be super confused. Like, man. Oh, man. You trying to get my DNA all over these joints? Like, I'm going to be sweating right now. But yeah, he threw on the guns and cops got called and all this crap. And then he went to the Cowboys and he did some other bullshit. Like, man, which made me believe that he did the domestic violence. I'm not saying he did. I think that case is acquitted or whatever, it's over. And they're getting charges. But what made me think he did, the previous joint was short. It was some old aggressive joint. Aggressive type thing he did at the Cowboys. forgot what it was, but he did some shit that made me believe that he did it. But the young boy now is an MMA fighter. He's been doing it for a couple years now, but he made his professional debut this past weekend. Now, he was an amateur. He had 3 amateur fights, all knockouts in the first round. All of them ended up knockouts, first round. Now, he had his professional fight this weekend against another ex-football player, Austin Lane. Now, I told you he had 3 amateur fights, all 3 knockouts. He knocked this dude out 57 seconds into the first round. The damn, I watched the joint. I seen the punch. He hit him with the cross, boom. The left one, boom. Stumbled him. He went back. He jumped on him. And then with the uppercut, boom. And he dropped. Ooh. And he's about to get on. The ref got on him. Dude was still laying there over 57 seconds. And he walked off like an animal. Oh, 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 the heavy step. Oh, oh, yeah, I did that. You know what I'm saying? Some craziness. But he knocked dude out. And then he got an offer for the, what is that, MMA joint with Dana White. Damn, why can't I remember what the name of Dana White joint is? Well, you know what I'm talking about, the Dana White, UFC, there we go, damn. Dana offered him a contract, so he's probably going to go there, get some bread, you know? Glad to see you doing something besides what he was accused of doing. Throwing women on guns. You heard? That was crazy. And what about your boy Pusha? Pusha and Drake. Got to address this again. Because your man Jay Prince got in the middle of it and broke up the whole damn situation. Like I said, Drake had an album out that, I mean, he had a diss track on Pusha that was going to end him and hurt Kanye, and he was like, this is some getting messy. He wanted to get sloppy like Biggie and Tupac. I'm like, bro, come on. Your man Drake put out the joint. He had 100,000 on information on Pusha. If he had it, it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I want to hear that joint. I know he's gonna have something to say, some lyrical, some bars, but any dirt he got is gonna be trash. He's gonna have to come with some real lyrical shit on Pusha, man. You can't, you know, throw shit on shit and try to make it look good, and it won't work. Now, at least not for me. Jay Prince done shut shit down, though, man. Like, come on. Why would you do that? We need to hear this song. This is good for hip hop. It's good. It's all about competition. You know, now, Cash, no, don't step over that line, though. Don't step over the line. Pusha wasn't going to do that. So, he said it's all on the wax, but it's over now. Jay Prince squashed it. And I'm mad about that. And what's up with these seven-track albums that Good Music is putting out? Right, that Kanye album, 7 songs. Pusha album, 7 songs. Kid Cudi joint, 7 songs. Sai High got one coming out, 7 songs. I think Tiana's joining, 7 songs. So what is up with the 7? I think number 7 is like New Birth or something like that. Biblically or whatever. And right now, K. Cudi joint is like the best one to me out of all of them. I'm like, damn. Out of the Kanye, Pusha, and Cudi joint is the illest one. I like Pusha's joint too. Kanye joint, like, What? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. So, you know, I like Cudi joint. You know, Cudi back. But the emo joint, emotional joint, make you feel good about yourself and your insecurities and defaults and shit. That's what Cudi do. He lets you know he got some too. It's all right to be good with him. To be good with your insecurities. And everybody be happy again. You know, he's a lonely stoner. You know, I like Cudi. And that's what it is. Cudi joint is the best one out of all of them joints that's coming out so far with the 7 song. Kanye got some shit. I think all that little fucking slavery shit was just to bring attention to this shit. He's a marketing genius. Because right after that, he tweeted out, seven joints coming out, da 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 da. Albums coming off from all these people on the dates. And it's like one every month or some, every other 2 weeks. Some, it's really, you know, the dates, he put them out. Next one coming out real soon. So he's a marketing genius for that. And your girl Roseanne put out an apology after she got everybody fired from the show for questionable tweets. Very questionable. And she said she's going to take a hiatus from Twitter. And she did. I believe for an hour. And then came right back with more questionable tweets. So there we go with Roseanne. Sounds like she really don't give a fuck. You earned. She don't give a fuck at all. And got your man Trump going to the summit with King Jong-un. King Kim Jong-un, or L.E.L. Union Man. He's part of Wu-Tang Clan. I wonder what this is going to do. Because we already got Robin over there crying on TV. And shit, and dude asked him, does he speak English? And Robin says, well, he's like a little kid to me, which means he don't speak English. So you just over there playing with a little kid in the mind. We know he's a grown ass man, which is kind of crazy. But that's all I got this week. That's all I wanted to discuss. You know, the little Greg Hardy joint. That was really my little star of the thing. Because I was thinking about that, like, wow, Greg Hardy really changed his life. He went from, well, I don't know if he changed it, but he really switched over one sport to the next and excelling at it, which is pretty cool. Alright, so this is your boy Sakai. You know, you can catch me on Twitter at WorldFamous, WURLDZFAMLUS, at WorldFamous. You know, you can follow me on there. Instagram, I Beat People's Kids, IBEATPEOPLESKIDS, I Beat People's Kids, which you can pay me, and I do it. If you don't feel like doing it, I beat your kid. That's all it is. So, it's World Famous on Twitter, and I Beat People's Kids on Instagram. I'll let you, boy. Peace.